By the time our next act left his hometown of Beaumont, Texas in the 1960s, he was already a proficient musician, a child prodigy who achieved international success early on. He has found an audience in many different styles. From his critically acclaimed debut album, he and his band have demonstrated their unique ability to cross the genre lines and do the unexpected. His records have propelled him into the national spotlight and onto our stage tonight. Please welcome Edgar Winter and his band. Cut for the intermission.
Thank you all for coming out. Is everybody feeling all right tonight? I'd like to start out with a little blues for y'all, if that's all right. I'd like to dedicate this one especially to my brother, Johnny Winter. It's one from the Road Work album. It's called Tobacco Road.
You know I'm talking about the holy life I've been for known.
get some carpenter on the job. You know I am talking about Tobacco Road. Originally playing piano and organ, and at a certain point I got really frustrated being stuck behind a big bank of keyboards, so I happened to be the first guy to get the idea of putting a strap on the keyboard, making me the first person in musical history to do this. To feature the synthesizer called Frankenstein. Are y'all ready for the monster? Yeah. Well, in an laboratory once upon a time, at work was a doctor named Frankenstein. We'll be right back. opportunity to introduce the band, let you know who we all are. Getting fucking on the bass guitar is Coco Powell. Man on the lead guitar, Doug Rappaport. Laying down that foundation on the drums, Jason Carpenter. I forgot myself. Here's Julie Edgar Winter. And please welcome back to the stage our longtime friend and compatriot, Mr. Rick Derringer. We got time for one more, so there's one more musical question for this evening. Is anybody out here ready to take a free ride? What? Until then, get ready to rock!